97.3 Nash FM, Nash Next Artist to Watch. It's not Thursday, but it's Friday, and we made the special exception because we've got very special guests in the studio. Say hello to Radio Romance.
Hey, how's it going?
Does everybody want to like pop on the mic and say who you are and what you do in the band?
Sure, yeah. Sam, I'm the singer.
Josh, I play guitar.
My name is Moises. I'm the drummer.
Adam, I play bass.
Moises, you're actually from Central Illinois, right?
Yeah, I'm from a little town, Nokomis, Illinois.
Okay, near Springfield, right?
Yeah.
So you get the Central Illinois vibe. And all that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like coming home for you, right?
Yeah, and I actually went to school in Macomb, Illinois.
Okay. Sure. Now, how did you guys meet and get together as a band?
Very long story short.
I was already living in Nashville and met Josh through some mutual music friends in Virginia. Asked him to move to Nashville. He ended up sleeping on a cot in my room for 6 months while we figured it out. About a year later, we met Moy on a gig in North Carolina. Convinced him to hang out with us and stay. And he ended up moving to Nashville and playing with us then as well. Fast forward about a year and a half ago, we met Adam through some friends of ours, the Walker McGuire Band. Jordan texted me and asked if I was looking for a bass player, and I said, funny you should mention that. We actually are right now at the moment. So we teamed up with Adam, and he's been with us about a year and a half now. Is that right? Yeah, that's us right now.
Why the name Radio Romance?
We've just felt like it's a combination of a classic and a modern twist. It's a throwback to the 80s era of country music when pop culture was infiltrating country music as a whole, starting in the 80s, and that really kind of bred into the 90s country music scene where, you know, you have a lot of artists playing on pop radio and whatnot and back and forth. And so that was kind of really cool to us because we feel like we're influenced by a lot of different genres, not just country music, you know, rock and roll and pop music. And we also think it's kind of modern. It kind of pushes the envelope a little bit and maybe looks into the future. We're kind of a modern twist on a throwback.
Let's talk about the Nash Next process a little bit. So you guys were the winners from Nashville. That is some tough competition in Nashville. What did you guys do to like set yourself apart from everybody else who entered the competition?
Well, yeah, definitely the original song selection, I think, was the overall look. And I think Scott and the team, they were kind of focused on many different aspects. We'd been working on the whole package, the look, the sound, the social media stuff. And we've been writing our butts off in Nashville for years. And we just felt like, you know, maybe that had something to do with it. We didn't ask them why they chose us. We're just very grateful that they did, you know.
So the finale was in the town you were representing on Wild Horse Saloon stage. Have you played there before?
We have played there before. Yes, we have.
How was it? Like, you already have been here. This is comfortable. Or was it a whole different experience? The Nash Next finale, you're in front of all your fans, but also fans of all these other bands. And you're live streaming across the country. Like,
yeah.
What was that experience like?
And you're in front of Kix Brooks and
yeah,
Scott Borchetta.
Not to mention all the, you know, super important judges.
Brantley Gilbert. Yeah. So, no, of course, everybody's nervous. I mean, in front of those folks, you know, but we took it like a team going into the big game, you know. We just said, we prepared for this. We're here now. Let's focus. Let's have a good time. Focus on our breathing. Let's just live in this moment.
And you won.
We were blessed.
What was the winning moment like?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, it just felt like the 10 years that we've been in Nashville slowly started taking shape, I guess, for us.
So what has life been like since the Nash Next finale then? Like, complete whirlwind?
Yes. We've been very fortunate to have our opportunity to come visit these stations on our own. We play in some of these markets that are near the Nash FM stations already, and we had been traveling the country and playing for years. And so when this happened, we started reaching out and getting the opportunity to come and talk and play some songs and introduce ourselves and thank y'all for picking us and us be a part of y'all's family. And it's been an incredible experience this far.
Now, you guys are about to release your first song to radio. Am I right on that?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give us any spoilers on that, or is that all under lock and key?
You'll be the second to know because I'll be the first.
Okay. So it's still like in development and all that.
That's right.
Have you guys been in the studio recording?
We have. We write a lot. And so we have a lot of friends that, you know, are on pub deals and whatnot. And we sit down with them and we try to map out a time to work up every song that we write just to give everything a fighting chance. So we've been working our butt off to hopefully be the writers on the song that they choose.
That was going to be my next question. Like, are you looking to choose somebody else's song, or you really want to be the ones that write this song that hits the radio airwaves?
Yeah, I think as an artist, we want to show who we are. And I think the best way to represent yourself is to write your own songs and play your own instruments and stuff. That's what our dream and passion is. Obviously, we understand that there's a system and we're not trying to buck the system either. So we hope and pray that that's the case, but nothing's guaranteed.
For sure. Well, you guys are playing at Six Strings in Bloomington tonight. You guys have been to the Six Strings stage, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. A few times. We've played there three or four times over the past 2 years.
It's a great bar.
Yeah.
I love it.
Especially when school's in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely downtown Bloomington's hopping when school's in.
Absolutely.
What time do you guys take the stage?
10.
The time.
Whenever 10. They tell you
that's,
to go.
That's right. I believe the running time right now is 10.
Okay. And what can any of our listeners expect if they want to go see you for the first time?
We definitely like playing the high energy stuff because we want to keep you involved. We did a long, long time of understanding that we were just there to sell beer in the Broadway honky tonks for years when we were cutting our teeth playing cover band stuff. And so there's an element of that when we started writing songs so many years ago. And so even though there's some songs you won't know, there's definitely the element of flowing in from one song you do know into something you don't that's still up tempo, and we try to put together a whole show.
All right, you guys have your record deal. You got a song that's about to be played on the radio nationally. What's next? What's the next step?
Oh man. Well, I mean, just take it one day at a time and just take it all in stride and just constantly just be searching for answers and just working.
If you had the choice to go on tour with literally anybody, who would you pick?
Eric Church.
Okay, that did not take long.
Eric Church. Or Bob Seger.
Okay.
Or Bob.
All right. Or Bob. All right. Sounds fun. We'll do some social media performance so you get to see them kind of acoustically here. But thank you guys so much for stopping in.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Go check them out at Six Strings tonight at 10-ish.
Yeah, perfect.
It's Nash Next Artist Watch with 97.3 Nash FM.
Thank you.